Hi, this is an audio version of the story, Dear Diary, March 18th. Today was incredible. You will never believe what happened. As you know, Oscar and I have been friends for a long time. I would like it to be more, but I don't want to risk losing his friendship. Today we went bicycle riding together. I loved seeing the beauty of nature around us. No other people or signs of civilization to be seen. It was peaceful, to say the least. We talked and laughed about silly stuff as we pedaled along leisurely. Seeing a big old tree about a mile down the bike path, I challenged Oscar to a race. I quickly pulled out in front. Although he sped up some, I think he intentionally stayed behind so he could enjoy the view of my derriere in my tight spandex shorts. Laughing and out of breath, we parked our bikes by the tree and walked around exploring the area. The canopy of trees provided ample shade and wildlife scurried about. One squirrel in particular was keeping a watchful eye on us. He was probably hoping that we would leave behind some morsels of food. We continued to banter as good friends do, and finally agreed that this was a good place to break for lunch. Oscar had brought a large basket, which I quickly opened and unfolded and spread a blanket for us to sit on. He unpacked the food and got lunch ready. We were so comfortable sitting and eating. Well, he was half sitting, half lying with his legs stretched out and his upper body resting on his elbows. The sandwiches were very good and disappeared fast. I was just about to pass him some fruit when I decided to feed it to him instead. Getting up on my knees, I reached over to drop a small grape into his mouth. As I dropped it in, his lips closed around my fingers. His soft, luscious lips surprised me. When he sucked my finger in his mouth, I thought I was going to melt. I don't know what happened to the grape. Maybe he swallowed it. All I remember was the feel of his lips around my finger and his warm, wet tongue massaging it, and how his eyes scanned me to see my reaction. My mouth was suddenly very dry. I tried to lick my lips, but it didn't help. All I could think about was his sexy lips, his warm mouth, and his incredible tongue. Oh, I remembered how wondering how they would feel on my body. After several long erotic moments, he set my finger free and asked if there were more grapes. I got the bag and brought them within reach. I fed him another and got the same wonderful tingly feeling racing through my body. Oh, I wanted to kiss him so bad I ached. I desperately wanted to feel his lips touching mine. I needed to know what his tongue felt like as it touched mine, exploring my mouth. My breasts rose and fell under my tank top at these delicious thoughts. As if reading my mind, he sat up and reached for a grape. I licked my lips, swallowed nervously as the excitement began to build within. After he placed the grape in my mouth, Oscar traced the outline of my lips with his finger. Oh, I wanted to return the sensation, so I licked his finger. As he put it in my mouth, my lips closed around it, sucking it. He slid his finger in and out of my mouth a few more times. Each time I hungrily sucked his finger, licking it around with my tongue. I felt his hand behind my head, holding it as he leaned in to kiss me. The feeling of his lips upon mine was pure heavenly. I closed my eyes and became lost in pleasure. As his tongue probed my mouth, I felt my panties become even wetter. Our tongues circled each other as we continued to kiss. Oh, I could have kissed him for hours. The more we kissed, the more lightheaded I became. I hardly noticed that Oscar had guided me next to him on the blanket. We were lying so close. I could smell his manliness with each breath I took. He held me close as we continued to kiss. My hands crept under his shirt and massaged his back. I grabbed the hem of his t-shirt and tried to pull it up over his head. He stopped kissing me long enough to help remove his shirt. Then he took the bottom of my tank top and pulled it over my head, tossing it aside. Oh, I shivered at the suddenness of the air. I snuggled to get closer, closer to him, my skin aching to touch his. He wrapped his arms around my body once again, holding me tightly. As he unhooked my bra, my heart began to race. Oh, I was sure he could hear and feel my heartbeat. We were so close, and my heart seemed to be pounding out of my chest. His sparkling eyes, combined with the warm sun, his naked skin, oh, and those tantalizing kisses, caused me to melt in his arms. The intense kissing caused my nipples to become quite erect. He obviously noticed as his hand slipped between us, and he gently massaged my breast. Oh, he nearly drove me insane from his caressing. Oh, when he lightly pinched my nipples, I moaned deeply. I felt his lips kissing down my neck. Oh, God, I wondered if Oscar knew what he was doing to me. I turned onto my back, giving him better access. Instinctively, I arched my back as his mouth approached my nipples. His kisses drove me absolutely wild. Oh. He continued to tease my nipples with his tongue. His strong hands roamed over my calves as they vigorously rubbed my smooth legs. His hands slid upwards over my thighs and under my shorts. Oh, I felt his fingertips trace the edge of my panties. And when his fingers slowly guided across the crotch of my panties, oh, I thought I'd go insane. I'm sure he felt my wetness as a wicked little grin formed on his face. Lost in my passion, I hadn't realized Oscar had unzipped my shorts. Oh, I felt him hook a finger into each side of my shorts and my panties. As he began to pull them down over my hips with one swift motion, I lifted my hips so he could slide them down with ease. Oh, I felt his kisses continue down my tummy. His lips explored my belly, my belly button, and below. His forearms parted my legs, making my lower lips vulnerable to his touch. Oh, His fingertips lightly touched the smooth outside. Oscar slid his fingers in between the damp folds, stroking gently. Oh, his mouth nibbled gently around my sensitive bud, sending shivers throughout my body. I felt his thumbs open the folds and his soft, wet tongue lick inside. Moaning, I squirmed as his tongue lapped up my juices. My brain was getting frothy as I felt myself being sent to the edge. Oh God, I wanted him badly. I needed him. I reached up and undid his shorts. While I got them and his boxers down, my efforts were not as eloquent as his. When he saw my grin, he stood up, freed himself of them, and kicked them aside. While he was standing, I got a great view of Oscar's cock. I tentatively licked it to see what it tasted like. I was surprised I liked the taste. I was curious how much I could take. Opening my mouth, I sucked, drawing his cock deep within my mouth. My fingers wandered to his backside, and I massaged his cute little butt. Using one finger, I began to tease his crack. I felt his fingers in my hair as my lips slid up and down his shaft, pressing my tongue flat and squeezing with my lips as I continued to suck hard and deep, feeling the head of his cock hitting the back of my throat. Oh, his primal groans let me know he was enjoying my mouth riding him. Oscar pulled his cock out of my mouth and guided me back to the blanket. I positioned myself on my side and he slid up behind me. He wrapped his arms around me and pulled me so close. He kissed me and he whispered, "Are you ready to make love with me, honey?" Oh, his voice sent me over the edge, and I snuggled back up to him, signaling my readiness. His hands seemed to be everywhere, and once they were, touched all the right places. Oscar guided the tip of his cock to my entrance and slowly slid in. I was so comfortable in his arms and wet from all the foreplay that entry was easy. Once inside me, he stopped and asked how I was doing. I tilted my head back and smiled. He kissed my nose. I felt him slide out slowly and then back in. He was so gentle with me, slowly moving in and out. Oh, the love juices flowed like water from a tap. He continued to pleasure me with steady rhythm. In a few moments, I felt my muscles contracting around him. He knew I was close, and he picked up his tempo. My body started to shake. He knew my orgasm was coming. "Come with me, honey," he whispered, and kissed my neck. I felt him shaking as I shuddered with his arms holding me tight. Oh, he kissed my neck. Sharing this amazing experience. We were still for a while. I love the feeling of him still inside me. He kissed the back of my neck, lightly stroked my tummy and my breasts. Oh, this has to have been the closest to heaven as I've ever experienced. I needed to kiss him, so I turned over. As he slid out of me, I snuggled up to his face. I licked his luscious lips. Oh, I loved to feel his tongue. He wrapped his arms around me and slid his leg in between mine. Our legs were all twisted together. We kissed and I closed my eyes, wanting to save a memory of this moment to keep forever. I told him that we would have to do all of this again when we returned home from our bike ride. He grinned, and he told me that he couldn't wait.